many people counting down to Christmas, but American troops in Iraq may be counting down to the moment when they leave that country that's expected to be completed by the end of the year. And this morning, President Obama and Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki are meeting to discuss what's next for Iraq. From the Iraqi perspective, today's meeting, we're joined from the studios of our partner, the BBC, in Baghdad by Saad Yousef al-Mutalibi. He's a former advisor to Mr. al-Maliki and now a main member of one of the main ruling parties in Iraq. So I wanted to thank you, first of all, for joining us. And I wonder if you can help us get a picture of your country as it is now. How much has been fixed and what is still left to do?
There are problems. We still have security problems. We still have corruption. We still have a constitutions that have not reached their maximum output. We do have problems, but then we have to remember that the Americans did make a big mess when they first came in. And we need to clean things after they leave. So it's this partial success, I think it is major for the potential danger that Iraq was facing. Iraq was facing a real civil war on a biblical scale. And I'm not being, you know, poetic here about Babylon, but it is that type of catastrophe that could have took place in Iraq. But we've managed to get out of that, not due to American help, mainly, but due to the wisdom that was presented by the people of Iraq. And the people who were elected in the parliament.
Well, let me ask you how you see the political relationship between the U.S. and Iraq moving forward. I mean, obviously, that could be in some cases strained, and diplomatically, Iraq's place in that region could be hurt by too close a relationship with the United States. So how do you see those ties as you move forward?
Interesting question, actually. Iraq has been for a time now. We're trying to convince the world that we are not part of any regional pacts or any regional coalitions. Iraq has a very unique social makeup, and that unique social makeup requires Iraq to be fully independent of its surroundings and become part of the international community. More partnership with Europe and the United States than actual partnership with our local neighbors. So I think the relationships are moving in the correct directions with the United States, but it does require it requires work, it requires commitment from both sides.
I mean, but obviously you can't deny that you're going to be influenced, at least, that you're going to be in some way tied with the nations around you. And I wonder if that includes concerns about Iran.
Of course, we are part of the region. We do have our own special characteristics and our own status. But we are, nevertheless, we are part of the Middle East. But we do always emphasize on our requirement to have a balanced relationship with Saudi Arabia, with Turkey, and with Iran, and even with Syria. And as you very well know, the Arab League have asked us now to intervene in Syria and to mediate and to convince the Syrian government to accept the Arab League initiative. So that puts us in a unique position where we have good relationship with the Arab League, with our surroundings. At the same time, we are part of the international community. There is no problem with our relationship with Iran. Iran is a neighbor. It's there. It's not going to go away. We need to have a good relationship with them. We need to set up rules of non-interference in each other's affairs. And we are definitely not part of any conflict between Iran and any other country in the world.
So how do you see Iraq's play? I mean, do you actually see Iraq taking leadership, especially as it moves forward to perhaps mitigate in Syria? Do you see an opportunity for Iraq to take a leadership position?
We see there is potential for Iraq, if it wishes so, to head into not leadership. I don't think we want to take that role, but I think to take its natural place within the Arab League, to be an influential member of the Arab League, League, and to play its historic role as an important nation in this region. I mean, in 6 years' time, we were producing around 10 million barrels of oil a day. That is, and for a longer period than Saudi Arabia or any other country in the world. So we economically, we will turn into an important power in the region. Scientifically, we have the highest, probably the highest rate of graduates in the region. And repairing all the destruction that occurred in Iraq, I think we will be in a good position to be an active part, maybe not a leader, but an active part within our region.
And do you think Prime Minister al-Maliki has actually issued a list of, I guess, not demands, but things that he might want from Washington after the pullout of troops, things that Washington could do to help Iraq?
Of course, there is the agreement. We have the Strategic Framework Agreement. But looking at the delegation accompanying the Prime Minister, we see the Minister of Transport, Minister of Trade, and the Minister of Defense, alongside with the National Security Advisor and the Investment Commission. So from that makeup, we see the idea of, or the issues of investment will be raised. The speeding up of military equipment to Iraq, that's another subject. Having a better trade relationship with the states, that will be definitely a subject.
And let me ask you a last question for you. There seem to be a number of people, at least in the military in the United States, who are worried about what will happen when the United States finally pulls its last troop out. And Lieutenant General Frank Helmick said, we really don't know what's going to happen. And I wonder what your answer is for the general. Do you think that there will be an uptick in violence? Do you think that there could be chaos when the U.S. troops leave Iraq for the last time?
So this is a direct answer to him and to anybody else. The troops have been leaving. As a matter of fact, we don't have American troops in Iraq anymore. There are like 6,000 left, and they are mostly logistics support, and they're not fighting forces. So literally for about over 10 days or the last month, Iraq is almost empty of American troops. Nothing happened. No deterioration in security, no missiles fell from the sky, no invasion of any sort from our neighboring countries, and the Prime Minister is in America. So as things I see them, I think things are moving in the right direction, and there is no danger on Iraq whatsoever.
Okay, that is Saad Yousef al-Mutallabi. He's a member of the ruling party in Iraq. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.